The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Star Wars, based on characters and situations created by George Lucas. Episode 13, Force and Counterforce. A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away, there came a time of revolution, when rebels united to challenge a tyrannical empire. Now, that struggle has come to a decisive moment, as the Empire's huge space-going fortress, the Death Star, approaches the rebel base on the fourth moon of the planet Yavin. The rebels have elected to stand fast and engage the Death Star in a desperate battle in which they'll either triumph and save the galaxy from cruel Imperial domination, or be utterly destroyed by the terrible power of the battle station's prime weapon. As the rebels rush to scramble their tiny fleet of fighter craft for the assault, the Imperial lords prepare to wipe them out of existence.
Death Star is now orbiting the planet Yavin at maximum velocity. The rebel base will be within firing range in 30 minutes.
This will be a day long remembered, Governor Tarr. It has seen the end of Obi-Wan Kenobi and will soon see the end of the rebellion.
Yes, the Emperor will be pleased, Vader.
The prime weapon is fully prepared, Governor Tarkin. We'll be able to obliterate the rebel moon the moment we're within range.
Very good, Monty. Are all our people at their battle stations?
We're on full alert status, sir.
With your permission, Governor Tarkin, I'll make a personal tour of inspection. Nothing must be left to chance.
As you wish, Lord Vader.
I shall be back well before we fire the prime weapon.
Governor Tarkin, may I compliment you on this achievement?
Well, thank you, Motti. Although, of course, others made their contribution. Vader's efforts to locate this base, for example.
But you supervised construction of the Death Star, sir, and you command it. In destroying the rebellion as you destroyed Alderaan, you'll prove that you hold the ultimate power in the galaxy.
In the name of the Empire, of course.
Of course, Governor Tarkin. But the Emperor is far from here, and you are in actual control.
This isn't the first time you've spoken in this fashion, Motti. Say what it is that's on your mind.
If you command it, Governor.
I do.
Very well. This battle station has become the very source of the Empire's power. Not even the Imperial Starfleet could stand against us. And all of that power lies at your command.
You are close to treason, Motti.
Is it treason to point out that you could demand a position of authority second only to that of the Emperor?
I would not care to have the Emperor as my enemy.
But command of the Death Star makes you his equal. You could share dominion of the galaxy.
With you at my right hand.
I'm your willing servant, Governor Tarkin.
And then, of course, there's Lord Vader to consider.
Yes, formidable as he is, the Dark Lord of the Sith is hardly an insurmountable problem.
You think not?
The personnel of this battle station owe their allegiance to you. Lord Vader, for all his superstitious trickery, can be dealt with. Do not forget that you wield the ultimate power.
I shall consider what you've said, Motti. First, however, we must attend to the rebels. When they have been eradicated, there will be time to think further about your suggestion.
Thank you.
flight crews, man your station.
Hurry up, Chewie! The faster we get this stuff loaded and get out of here, the better I'll like it. I'm gonna be long gone when that Death Star starts firing. I still can't believe these rebels are gonna take that thing on with snub fighters.
Han? Chewbacca? So, you got your reward.
You guessed it. Hey, I see they found you a flight suit. You look just like an old hand, kid.
I'm just gonna leave, Han.
Yeah, that's right. We ditched that homing device the Imperials hit aboard the Falcon. We're raising ship. We got some old debts we gotta pay with this stuff, right, Chewie? Even if we didn't, you don't think we'd be fool enough to stick around here, do you?
I was hoping you would.
Why don't you come with us, Luke? You're pretty good in a fight. I could use you.
Oh, come on, Han. Why don't you look around you? You know what the rebels are up against. They could use a good pilot like you. You're turning your back on them.
Well, what good's a reward if you ain't around to spend it? Besides, attacking that battle station ain't my idea, Courage. It's more like suicide.
Yeah. Well, take care of yourself, Han. I guess that's what you're best at, isn't it? So long.
Hey, Luke.
Yeah?
May the Force be with you.
Sure.
What are you looking at, Chewie? I know what I'm doing. Come on, let's finish up and raise ship.
Luke!
Yes, Princess?
What's wrong?
Oh, it's Han. I don't know. I really thought I could change his mind.
He's got his own path to follow, Luke. No one can choose it for him.
I only wish Ben were here.
Wait, Luke.
What?
Before you go. A kiss for luck.
Thanks.
Luke, come on.
I'll see you later.
Yes, Luke. Goodbye.
Luke, come on. We're lifting off in a minute or two. I'm all set, Biggs.
So I saw.
What?
So you finally found your dream girl, huh?
Yeah, it's good to know we'll be up there together, though.
Yeah, just like back home on Tatooine, Luke, racing through the Stone Needle. Well, there's your ship, Luke.
An X-Wing. Well, I dreamed
Master
of
Luke.
This.
Master Luke, sir.
Oh, hi, 3PO.
Sir, the rebels are rather short of R2 units, and so they're putting R2-D2 in the technical socket of your fighter.
Great. At least I'll have plenty of friends up there with me.
Luke, see you upstairs.
Right. Hey, take care of yourself, Biggs.
And the very best of luck to you, Master Luke.
Thank you, 3PO.
Say, Red 5, your R2 unit seems a little beat up. You want me to see if I can find another one?
Not on your life. That little droid and I have been through a lot together.
Whatever you say.
You okay back there, R2? Good.
Hang on tight, R2. You simply have to come back, you know. You wouldn't want my life to become boring, would you?
You're ready for liftoff, Red 5. Time to seal your canopy.
Check.
Will be with you.
Ben?
Red Flight, this is Red Leader. Prepare for liftoff.
We'll be following the mission from right here, Your Highness, on this tactical display screen.
I see, General Dodona. C-3PO, come on. There's room for you right here.
Thank you, Your Highness.
Those blips there are our fighters. They're closing on the Death Star now.
What's their plan of attack?
The Y-Wing fighters are our primary attack ships. That's Gold Flight. Huh. They'll be first to make photon torpedo runs on the target shaft.
And the X-Wing fighters?
That's Red Flight. They'll draw the Imperials' fire and fly flak suppression runs.
And what if the Y-Wings don't manage to get a torpedo down that vent shaft?
Then the X-Wing fighters are a contingency force. Uh-huh. They'll take up the torpedo attack.
Death Star still approaching. Estimated target firing range, 15 minutes.
Are you certain that a direct hit down the shaft will stop the battle station?
Not the torpedo itself, but the chain reaction a hit would set off in the station's main reactor, yes.
General Dodona, Red Flight and Gold Flight are now in range of the Death Star.
Patch in their communications net over the main system.
Yes, sir.
Red Flight, this is Red Leader. block all air spoils in.
I haven't had an opportunity yet to thank you properly, Your Highness, for allowing me to follow the attack here in the operations center.
What? Oh, you're welcome, 3PO. After all, you and R2 have been through a great deal for the Rebel Alliance. Even if it wasn't by choice.
We both learned the full story when the plans for the Death Star were being retrieved from R2's memory banks. I only hope that R2 survives his current assignment.
You care very much about R2-D2, don't you?
I have grown used to it, even though we've only been together for a relatively short time.
It's possible to care for someone very much after only a short time.
Right, we're passing through their magnetic field. Hang on tight. I've been doing a little rattling.
Their countermeasures equipment should get them through.
They've made it through the magnetic field.
All ships, switch to your deflector shields. Double forward.
Wow, would you look at the size of that battle station?
Cut the chatter, Red 2. All ships, accelerate to attack speed. This is it, boys.
They're moving into range of the Death Star.
Red Leader, this is Gold Leader.
That's the Y-Wing Flight Leader, Your Highness.
I copy, Gold Leader.
We're starting for the target shaft now.
Good hunting, Gold Leader. Red Leader to Red Flight, we're in position. I'm going to fly across the battle station's axis and try to draw fire.
That area is particularly well fortified. We'll be up to Red Flight to keep the Imperials busy.
Heavy fire, boss. 22 degrees.
I see. Stay low.
Red Leader, this is Red 5. I'm going in.
R2.
Luke, pull out. Pull out. Are you all right? I got a little cook in that fireball, but I'm okay.
Oh.
Red Flight has better than an even chance against those heavy guns, Your Highness. Those X-Wings are very agile ships.
But if the Imperials send out TIE fighters for ship-to-ship combat, what then?
Now then, our hopes would rest almost entirely with Gold Flight.
Red Leader, this is Red 5. I'm going in again.
Watch yourself, Luke. There's a lot of heavy fire coming from the right side of that deflector.
I'm on it.
Flight leaders, we've picked up a new group of signals. Enemy fighters coming your way.
Fighters?
I copy. My scope's negative.
Stay here.
Maintain visual scanning, Red Flight. With all this jamming, they'll be on top of you before your scopes can pick them up.
General, can't we track the Imperial fighters for them?
Not at this range, Princess. There's too much jamming and counter-jamming going on.
Here they come. They're right behind us. We're
not watching. We can't see them.
Where is he? Sandy, one coming up on your tail.
I see him, Parker. This one's flash tight. I can't shake him. Hang on, Biggs. I'm coming in.
Stick tight to your wing, but all of you.
I got him, Biggs. You're clear.
Hey, thanks, Luke. There's a right, Red 4. I'll get him off your back.
Will do.
Gold Leader, three more fighters have left the Death Star. They may be after you.
This is Gold Leader. I copy.
Pull in, Luke.
Pull in. Watch it there. Fighters above you. Come in here.
You're most of Luke Arthur.
Got it. Hey, you all right, Luke? I'm hit, but not bad. R2's working on it.
General Dodonna, isn't there anything we can do to help them?
Every fighting craft we have is out there already, Your Highness. This is what the X-Wings were sent to do, keep the Imperials occupied. At least we're not outnumbered.
Not yet.
Red 6, can you see Red 5?
There's a heavy fire zone over on this side. Luke, where are you?
I can't shake this TIE fighter.
Hold on, Luke.
The Death Star is 10 minutes from firing.
Thanks, Wedge.
Anytime.
Red Leader, this is Gold Leader. We are beginning our attack run.
I copy, Gold Leader. Go to it.
Exhaust port is marked and locked in. All Y-Wings switch power to front deflector shield.
Good. The targeting computers have picked out the exhaust port.
How many gun batteries do you count, Gold 5?
I say about 20 guns, some on the surface, some in the tower.
Switch over to targeting computers.
Computers locked on. I'm getting a signal.
Okay, we have a good chance now. Only a targeting computer has any real hope of scoring a precise hit.
Because of the speed?
That's right. You'll be flying down that trench so fast, the shot's virtually impossible for an unaided pilot.
The guns! They stop!
Stabilize your rear deflectors. Watch for enemy fighters.
They're coming in. 3 marks and 2 10.
Can't the X-Wings help them?
They're still engaging the other Imperials. Gold Flight is on its own now.
They got gold, too. This trench is too narrow. I can't maneuver.
Stay on target.
We're too close to each other.
Stay on target.
Slow down. I feel more sense.
Gold 5 to Red Leader. Lost Dutch. Lost Tyree. I come. I'm hit. The fighters came from behind.
He's gone. The Death Star is at 5 minutes in closing.
What do we do now, General Dodonna?
Red Flight will have to try to make the attack run. They're all we have left.
Governor Tarkin?
Yes?
The Rebels' Y-Wing fighters have been destroyed, but their X-Wings have broken contact with our interceptors. We believe they're about to resume the attack the others were attempting.
Do you suppose they have any hope of succeeding?
No, sir. Lord Vader is out there in his personal fighter with his own wingmen. The other rebels will meet the same fate as the first ones.
As you say, still, perhaps caution is warranted. Prepare my ship in case it seems more advisable for me to depart the Death Star.
Governor Tarkin, pardon me, sir, but you mustn't consider relinquishing your command, even temporarily.
Why not?
This battle station is the source of your influence and power. If you show that you can be made to abandon it, you undermine your hope of gaining supreme rank in the Empire.
You seem certain about that.
I am, Governor Tarkin.
And are you equally certain that there's no danger?
No matter what the rebel strategy is, they'll fail. Lord Vader has personally annihilated their first attack group, and he'll do the same for the other.
Yes, for one who professes to rely upon some unseen force, Vader is extremely adept with our most advanced prototype fighter. Very well, Motti.
You won't regret this, Governor Tarkin.
Governor Tarkin, we've analyzed the rebel attack, and it appears there may be a danger. Should I have your ship standing by?
Evacuate? In our moment of triumph? I think you overestimate these rebels' chances. Come, gentlemen, let us watch the final destruction of the Rebel Alliance from the command center.
The Death Star will be within firing range in 3 minutes.
R2, see if you can't get me a clearer image on that targeting computer. Thanks. Now, better brace yourself. It's up to us now.
Red flight. This is Red Leader. Sound off.
Red 2 here, Red Leader. Off to your right.
Red 3 standing by.
Red 5 at rendezvous mark 6.1.
Red 10 here, boss.
Red 12 right behind you, Red Leader.
Like we're all that's left.
Red Leader, this is Base 1. Keep half your group out of range for the next attack run.
Copy, Base 1. Luke, I want you to take Wedge and Biggs. Stay up here and wait for my signal to start your run.
Me? I copy, Red Leader.
Good luck, boss.
Thanks. Okay, Red Flight. This is it.
R2, how are things going topside? Well, just do your best to keep the damage under control.
Hey, can you hang on, Luke?
I think so, Biggs.
Good. It'll take all three of us to make a successful run. We should be able to see the target location by now.
Keep your eyes open for those fighters.
There's too much interference.
Red Flight, can you get a visual on them from where you are?
Negative, Red Leader. There's no sign of... Wait. Coming in on you, 0.53.
Hi, Sam. Targeting computer locked on. Coming up.
Hey, boss, hurry.
No fighters off me for a few more seconds.
They're all over us back here. They got Red 12.
Oh, dear.
I can't hold them.
It's away.
It's ahead.
Negative. Computer didn't make it down the shaft.
Red Leader, we're right above you. Turn to 0.05. We'll cover for you.
Stay there. I just got Red 10. I've lost my starboard engine. Their leader's flying a prototype fighter. He's a real killer. Ah! Red 5, get set for your attack run. It's all for me.
Red 5, the Death Star will be within range in approximately 1 minute.
Okay. Biggs, Wedge, let's close it up. We're going down that trench full throttle.
Right with you, boss.
Luke, at this speed, will you be able to pull out in time after you fire?
It'll be just like Beggar's Canyon back home, Biggs.
Okay, we'll stay back and cover for you.
It's up to you two to screen me from those fighters.
My scope shows a tower, but I can't see the exhaust port. Are you sure the computer can hit it?
It'll hit it, Wedge. Please hit it. It's got to. Watch yourselves. Increase speed, full throttle.
We're right behind you.
R2, that stabilizer's broken loose again. See if you can't lock it down.
Look out! TIE fighter, right behind us.
I'm hit. Losing control. I can't hold course.
Well, get clear, Wedge. You can't do any more good back there.
Sorry, Luke. The TIEs aren't following. They're staying on you. The leader's flying some kind of prototype ship.
Hurry, Luke. They're coming in much faster this time. I can't hold them.
R2, try and increase the power.
The leader's lying to me. Luke, I...
Biggs. Biggs! Hang on, R2.
Luke, 30 seconds left.
Targeting computer. Locked on.
Use the force, Luke.
Ben? Ben!
Let go, Luke. Trust me. Reach out with your feelings.
I trust you, Ben.
Luke, this is Base 1. You've switched off your targeting computer. What's wrong?
There's nothing wrong. I'm all right! I'm hit! They got R2!
The Death Star is nearly in range!
Their leader's right on my back! There's nothing I can do! What? Somebody's firing on them! Han?
Okay! You're all clear, kid!
Han, I knew you'd come back!
Now come on! Let's blow this thing and go home!
Reach out. My feelings and... fire!
It's away!
Now get clear, kid! Pour it on! Report total destruction of your objective. Come on, let's go park these crates and celebrate.
I'm right behind you, Han.
Remember, Luke, the Force will be with you always.
Your reputation.
Oh, come on, Han. Is it about time you stop
it? Okay, lower that R2 unit carefully.
R2?
Oh, no, I forgot he was hit. Move him right here, Chief.
He sure took a bad one back there.
R2, can you hear me? Say something. Oh, sir, you can repair him, can't you?
We'll get to work on him right away.
You simply must repair him. Master Luke, if any of my circuits or gears will help, I'd gladly donate them.
Don't worry, 3PO. He'll be all right.
We'll see that our best people are working on him. He certainly deserves it.
Quit pacing, Han. There's nothing to be worried about.
Well, me and Chewie ain't too comfortable around all these ceremonies and formal stuff.
Look, they're going to hang a medal around your neck. They're not going to stand you up against a wall and shoot you.
It's still not my line of work.
You'll survive.
You're taking it pretty well. Hey, that's a real sharp outfit they scrounged up for you.
Oh, this? Well, I thought since the princess went to all the trouble of arranging a ceremony, I thought
so,
I might...
You thought you'd make a good impression on her, huh? Smart boy.
Still seems so strange to have met her, you know? I remember the first time I saw her, just an image from R2's memory banks.
Led you a long way, Luke.
Sure did. Everything's so different all of a sudden. So many things have changed.
Too bad about Biggs. And Ben and all the others. They're the ones who deserve the medals.
Well, they died for something they believed in. What made you come back, Han?
The Wookiee here got stubborn about it.
Oh, come on.
Well, he did give me an argument. Besides, I did some thinking about what you and Ben and Her Highness said, and I don't know, a few things had happened to me along the way. So I turned the Falcon around. Maybe it's time I tried a steady job, huh?
By the way, I'm glad you did. That TIE fighter had me cold.
I couldn't quite nail their leader, the one in that prototype fighter. Oh. He was good. But I got one of his wingmen and the other collided with him.
And that knocked him out of the fight?
Yeah, but I don't think it disabled him. I guess he got clear.
Well, whatever happened, it was good enough for me.
Gentlemen, the troops are assembled and we're ready for the presentation.
Now, what do I have to do again?
Simply walk the length of the throne room to the dais, where the Princess Leia will award you your medals.
You can do it, Solo. It'll be easy.
Yeah, sure. Come on, Chewie.
This way, gentlemen.
Well, there's no backing out now, old buddy.
Right. Rebels. We better not be last on the dinner line.
You're supposed to be serious.
I'll bet they're tired of staring at each other. Hey, Chewie, give them eyes front. Good discipline there.
Shape it up, will you?
Welcome. on behalf of the Rebel Alliance.
Glad we could make it, believe me.
General Dodonna, the medals, please. Thank you. Accept these, the highest decoration the Alliance can bestow, for your gallantry. Han Solo?
You still can't come up with any more cash, huh?
Han, if you don't act like a grown-up, I'll strangle you. And Luke Skywalker.
Thank you, Your Highness.
No, Luke. Thank you. From the Rebel Alliance and from Leia Organa.
What I did for both, Leia.
Oh, look, it's R2-D2.
Yes, Master Luke, he is completely repaired.
Wonderful.
And might we both offer you our sincere congratulations.
Oh, thanks.
And now you may turn to your comrades in arms and receive their ovation. How do you like being a hero, Han?
Some parts weren't too bad. I don't know, you want to do it again sometime?
What do you say, Luke? Shall we?
It wouldn't surprise me at all.
Star Wars, Episode 13 by Brian Daley. Based on characters and situations created by George Lucas. Featured in the cast were Mark Hamill as Luke Skywalker, Anthony Daniels as C-3PO, Bernard Behrens as Ben Kenobi, James Blendick as General Dodonna, David Clennon as Mati, Keen Curtis as Tarkin, Perry King as Han Solo, Brock Peters as Darth Vader, and Anne Sachs as Leia. Other players in the series were Adam Arkin, Joel Brooks, Clyde Burton, John Dukakis, Bruce French, David Alan Greer, Jerry Harden, John Harkins, Cynthia Herman, Scott Jacoby, Philip Collard, Meshach Taylor, Mark Vahanian, John Welsh, and Kent Williams. The series was directed by John Madden, with sound mixing and post-production by Tom Vigley. Music by John Williams. Sound design for Lucasfilm by Ben Burt. Story editor for the series was Lindsay Smith. Casting and production coordination by Mel Saar. Executive producer was Richard Toskin. Executive producer for Lucasfilm was Carol Teitelman. This is Ken Hiller. Star Wars was presented by National Public Radio in association with KUSC FM Los Angeles with the cooperation of Lucasfilm Limited.
What's the best part of a Dunkin' Run? The coffee? Is it the coffee or the $1 donut or $2 stuffed bagel minis or $3 sausage, egg, and cheese that you can add to it? The answer, of course, is yes. Time for a Dunkin' Run. $3 offer available on sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich only. Excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Offer valid on medium or larger coffee. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer terms apply.